All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league. All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league.
The following is a HoopBall presentation.
Hello, and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown Show, a HoopBall presentation. This episode is brought to you by Hawaiian Isles, Kona Coffee Company. Taste the Kona difference. Get some delicious coffee. Head over to HawaiianIsles.com or Amazon. My name is Adrian Benjamins, and thank you for joining me for a fabulous Sunday evening. We had a really nice slate of games, just a really great night of fantasy action, and let's not waste any time, man. Let's jump right into this. First game was the Celtics at the Thunder. The Celtics squeaking out a victory here, 112-111. Let's take a look what went down on the Boston side of this game first, and a lot of nice fantasy lines from the starters in this one. I'll start with Jason Tatum, who had 26 points, a block, an assist, 11 boards. He had 4 threes, went 10 of 19 from the field, 2 of 4 from the line. Kemba Walker with 27 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist. He was 4 and 9 from downtown, 6 of 16 from the field, and 11 of 13 from the line. Gordon Hayward put up a nice double-double, 13 points, 10 boards, 4 assists, a block, 2 threes on 5 of 10 shooting. He was 1 and 2 from the line. Jaylen Brown with 17 points, 2 assists, 3 rebounds, 3 threes on 7 of 17 shooting. He's been pretty nice lately. Let me see who else. Daniel Theis, 13 points, 11 boards, 5 assists, 1-3, 5 of 11 from the field, 2 of 4 from the line. So, you know, with the starters doing most of the heavy lifting in this one, the bench just really did not have it going. Smart with only 7 points, did have 4 steals and 2 assists, but not much in just 22 minutes. Cantor only getting 17 minutes. So it's really your starters here that we trust for fantasy. And let's see, that's about it. I'm trying to just double check. I didn't miss anything. Let's jump over to the Thunder side of this one. And some nice lines over here too. Specifically from the backcourt. Chris Paul with 22 points, 2 steals, 5 assists, 5 rebounds, 1-3 on 8 of 15 shooting from the field. He was 5 of 6 from the line. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 24 points, 4 assists, 6 rebounds, 3 threes. He was 8 of 12 from the field, 5 of 7 from the line. He's been good. Danilo Gallinari, very surprised that we didn't see Gallo get moved at the trade deadline. 24 points for him, an assist, 5 boards, 3 threes on 8 of 14 shooting. He was 5 of 6 from the line. Steven Adams was a little disappointing in this one. Only 4 points. He did have 11 rebounds, a block, 2 assists, but he only shot 2 of 10 in just 30 minutes of action. So hopefully he can bounce back in the next one. Dort has been starting, but man, I just doing nothing. 3 points, and man, he had 4 fouls in just 12 minutes of action. So, but not someone we're trusting for fantasy. But they do have a couple nice options off the bench, or at least one. That's Dennis Schroeder with 22 points, 7 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 3 threes. He was 8 of 21 from the field, 3 of 3 from the line. Man, he has been a pleasant surprise this year. I say this every single time I'm talking about the Thunder. I just did not expect Schroeder to be so to put up such nice production with Chris Paul and SGA there. So he's been a pleasant surprise. Okay, let's see, not too much else to talk about here on the Thunder side. Let's jump over to game 2, which was the Memphis Grizzlies at the Washington Wizards. The Grizzlies getting the victory, 106-99, and I'm gonna check out the Memphis side of this game first, and I gotta start with Rookie of the Year Ja Morant, who put up, I believe, his first triple-double of his young career. 27 points to go along with 10 assists, 10 boards, a steal, a block. He even added 2 threes, was 9 of 17 from the field, 7 of 9 from the line. Man, he has been, I think, better than expected, or at least better than I expected. And he's been really, really, really great. Just a great rookie. Just, I mean, gosh, man, Memphis, the future's so bright in Memphis, man. I cannot get over just how quickly they reloaded after that grit and grind era. It's just crazy when you see teams and franchises like the Knicks, who have so much trouble, you know, with a rebuild, with a reboot, and then you see Memphis Grizzlies just, I mean, it just feels like it was effortless the way they just had this rebuild. So anyways, just really exciting if you're a Memphis Grizzlies fan, man. Even, you know, I'm becoming a Memphis Grizzlies fan. They're one of my favorite teams to watch. But anyways, I could go on. Let's take a look at some more box scores. Jonas Valanciunas with 8 points, but man, 18 rebounds to go along with 2 blocks. So I don't think you're upset at all about that low point total. He looks just locked and loaded for the rest of the season. He shot 4 of 8 from the field. This is a little interesting. Kyle Anderson, slow-mo, 16 points, a steal, 2 assists, 5 boards. And, you know, the 16 points is nice. Shooting is great. 7 of 9 from the field, 2 of 2 from the line. But what interests me is that he started, got 30 minutes. I think if this is a trend, him starting and seeing starter minutes, I think Kyle Anderson is a guy we might need to swoop up. Not in 10-team leagues, but if you're in some deep 14 or maybe even 12-team leagues, I'll tell you what, man, I might take a look at picking up Kyle Anderson if I've got some dead weight at the end of my roster. Dylan Brooks, who has been on a scoring tear, didn't have the shooting going, was only 4 of 17 from the field, so he only had 9 points, a steal, an assist, 3 boards, didn't hit a 3, he took 8 of them, but man, he has been scoring the ball really well, so I wouldn't panic on Dylan Brooks. The minutes was still there, the usage was still there, just the shot was just not falling here. Jaren Jackson with 14 points, 11 boards, and assists, 1 block. He added a 3, shot 6 of 16 from the field. He was 1 of 2 from the line. You know, I've seen a lot of questions regarding DeAnthony Melton. Should you hang on to him? I think he's worth hanging on to, but this 20-minute role off the bench, he saw 21 minutes off the bench. This might be what to expect for the rest of the season. And if that's the case, you know, tonight like tonight is kind of his floor. The 7 points with not much else, only 1 steal, 1 assist, 1 rebound. So, you know, this is the low end stuff from Melton. I think, you know, he took 12 shots tonight. If the shot was falling, you know, seeing instead of 7 points, seeing maybe, you know, mid to high teens, or and then he usually will contribute in multiple categories. He has a very nice fantasy friendly game. So, you know, I don't want to say to drop DeAnthony Melton. I still think he is worth holding in certain settings, but there could definitely be more nights like this when he's coming off the bench in a low minute role. Anyways, another surprise, or not surprise, but I should say another disappointment, Brandon Clark. Man, I'm a big fan of Brandon Clark. I like him a lot. He had 9 points tonight, 6 rebounds, but I was really hoping that the trade deadline and them moving Crowder, I was really hoping that that would clear the way for Brandon Clark to get starter type minutes, and he came off the bench tonight and only saw 21 minutes. So I'm tempering my expectations on Brandon Clark as well. Jones had 13 points off the bench for the Grizzlies, 3 assists, 2 boards, 1 3. He shot 5 of 8 from the field, 2 of 2 from the line. And then other than that, not much else here to talk about. You know, no Winslow. I don't know if Winslow is going to actually play for this team. Jordan Bell also got traded to this team, but I don't really see Jordan Bell hurting the starters, so I won't really worry about that. Okay, let's take just one last look, make sure I didn't miss anything. I think I'm good. Let's jump over to the Wizards side of this game, and I'm going to start with Bradley Beal. 26 points, a block, 2 steals, 3 assists, 4 rebounds. Only had 1 3, but and shot 10 of 25. You know, that's not great. 5 of 7 from the line. So, not the greatest line from Beal, but I'll take it. Smith getting the start as well. 4 points, a steal, a block, 5 assists, 4 rebounds. Rui Hachimura, he's looking good. back in the starting lineup, seeing good minutes, puts up a double-double, 12 points, 11 rebounds. No defensive stats, but man, I think he could be a decent late-round guy for the rest of season, mid to late round guy for the rest of the season. 1-3, he shot 5 of 13 from the field. Ian Mahaney got the start, played 18 minutes for 2 points, 5 rebounds, 2 blocks, so can't trust him. Bonga with 4 points in 17 minutes for him, but don't trust Bonga. Now, Bertans came off the bench, but still saw 32 minutes with 15 points, a steal and assist, 6 rebounds. He is the guy that you want on your roster, not Mahaney or Bonga. Bertans also had 3 threes, shot 6 of 13. And another pleasant surprise here in this one, you know, the front court of the Wizards starting to get a little crowded. Mo Wagner back in the lineup, 19 points off 24 minutes from the bench. He added 2 assists, 9 rebounds, and 1-3. He shot 7 of 11 from the field, 4-6 from the line. So a really good game from Mo Wagner. You know, Thomas Bryant is expected out for a few games. So it's going to get a little busy and crowded with Mahaney, Bonga, Wagner, Bertans, and then you add Thomas Bryant. That's a lot of mouths to feed in that front court. And unfortunately, I have quite a bit of shares of Thomas Bryant, and I wish that I didn't. I wish I didn't. I think you know, not a great sign too that he re-injured or has soreness in that foot that had him miss so many games earlier in the season. So, yeah, not a great sign for Thomas Bryant here. Okay, let me see here. Let me make sure I didn't forget anybody else. I think that is it. Game 3, let's jump over to the New York Knicks versus at the Atlanta Hawks. The Hawks getting the victory, 140 to 135. I'm going to jump in on the Knicks side of this game, and I'll start with Julius Randle, who had a big double-double, 35 points to go along with 18 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, a block. He shot 13 of 25 from the field. He was 9 of 12 from the line. The usage, just seeing a real boost in usage. Could he be the big winner of Marcus Morris getting shipped over to the Clippers? I think that you know, Randle played 46 minutes here tonight, so man, he really got a lot of tick in this one. And yeah, maybe he's the big winner from Marcus Morris being off of this roster. Bullock with 21 points and assists, a steal, 4 rebounds. He had 5 threes on 8 of 18 shooting. I don't really trust Bullock. There is some talk that Wayne Ellington would like to be bought out. So I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm going to put Reggie Bullock on my watch list. And if he could string together another game or so of production, maybe a guy worth picking up in some deeper leagues. So Elfrid Payton has definitely emerged as the clear guy that you want in this New York Knicks backcourt. He had 12 points, 9 assists, 2 steals, a block, 4 boards. He only shot 5 of 14 from the field and 2 of 2 from the line, but he's just their best option as far as point guards go. RJ Barrett, 5 points, 3 assists, 1 steal. He's been pretty disappointing. He only played, probably got into some foul trouble, 4 fouls in just 22 minutes. Taj Gibson, only 4 points in 16 minutes. Don't trust him. And, you know, a guy that I do like off the bench, Mitchell Robinson. Double-double with 15 points, 11 boards, and the defensive stats is what I really like here. 3 blocks, 3 steals. He shot a nice 7 of 8 from the field, one of three from the line. But I just love the minutes, 35 minutes off the bench. I really hope Mitchell Robinson can get going. Frank Ntilikina, 9 points, 8 assists, 2 steals in 26 minutes off the bench. Bobby Portis with 14 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists for him. I think I saw a rumor too about Portis possibly maybe being bought out, but I don't know. Let's see, Kevin Knox, not happening for him. Dennis Smith Jr., definitely not happening for him. And that's about it for the Knicks. Let's jump over on the Atlanta side, and I'm going to start with Trae Young. I got this guy in my home league, and I am loving life. One of the best decisions I made this season was drafting Trae Young. I think I took him in round 2, and man, I love it. 48 points from Trae Young to go along with 13 assists, 2 steals. He added 6 threes, shot 13 of 30, and a perfect 16 of 16 from the line. That's some outstanding free throw shooting right there. I love it. John Collins with 32 points and 16 rebounds. A really nice double-double from him. A block, 3 assists, 3. He shot an efficient 12 of 19 from the field, 7 of 9 from the line. Kevin Huerter, 16 points, 6 assists, 3 rebounds, a block, 2 threes. Just contributing across the board. He looks great, man. 6 of 13 from the field, 2 of 2 from the line. DeAndre Hunter had a nice one in this game. DeAndre Hunter, man, I've seen him on a lot of wires. I think, man, 48 big minutes here. This game going into double overtime as well. I guess I definitely need to mention that, man. Some big minute totals. Collins playing 50. Young, Huerter, and Hunter all playing 48 minutes as well in this one. So some, you know, a lot of these big numbers we're seeing in this one is due to the double overtime, the extra minutes that we saw. But still, Hunter, I think, is worth an add. 19 points, 5 steals. And 1 assist, 9 boards, 3 threes on 7 of 15 shooting. I think Hunter's been pretty good. Jones got the start at center. You know, we're still waiting for Clint Capela. It looks like he won't be back until after the All-Star break, which is a little disappointing. I'm sure they'd love to see what they got in a stud center like Clint Capela. So, I'm sure they're pretty excited to get him into this lineup. So we don't trust Jones. You know, Dedmon played 33 minutes off the bench, put up 10 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 blocks. So I don't know. I think if you're really desperate for some blocks and some center help in a deeper league, I think maybe Dedmon could be worth a stream just until the All-Star break, because of course once Capela gets in this lineup, I don't think we're you could trust Dedmon, but I think he's worth a look. Okay, other than that, not much to talk about. They also traded for Scal, but I'm not really expecting him to make any kind of fantasy impact, and didn't even play in this one, and yeah. All right, let's keep it rolling here. Let's jump over to the Bulls. Let's jump over to the Bulls and the Sixers. The Bulls at the Sixers. Not too much of a surprise here. The Sixers getting the victory 118 to 111. Gonna jump in on the Chicago side of this game. First, I'll start with Zach LaVine, who had 32 points, 3 steals, 8 assists. He added 5 threes, went 11 of 21 from the field, 5 of 6 from the line. Young got the start in this one, put up a double-double, 10 points, 10 boards, 1 steal. He shot 5 of 11 from the field. He might be worth a look in the short term. A lot of big injuries here in the Bulls front court. No Lauri Markkanen, no Wendell Carter Jr. Daniel Gafford is out. So, you know, I think Thaddeus Young, if he's going to continue to start, is worth at least a short-term stream if you guys need some help. Satoransky had 10 points and 7 assists, 4 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 3-on-3 of 9 shooting. That feels like a very Sato line. And Hutchinson, man, only 5 points, 1 steal, 4 assists, 7 rebounds for Hutch. Luke Kornet, man, you know, when Gafford first went down, and obviously Lauri and Wendell Carter were going to miss time, I picked up Luke Kornet in a bunch of leagues, and he was very disappointing. But tonight, 25 points, 2 rebounds, 4 threes. He shot 10 of 14. This is why I thought he would be a good grab. I've dropped him since then in like all my leagues, but again, if you need some short-term help at center with all the injuries to the Bulls front court, especially this guy can shoot threes for center. Love getting threes from your center spot. Put up some points. So if you need, you know, a center who can help you in those categories, I think Luke Kornet could be an add in deeper leagues. I don't think I trust him in standard leagues, or I'm hoping your worst player is better than Luke Kornet. But in some deeper leagues, I think he's worth a look. Okay, off the bench, man, I don't even really want to talk about the Bulls bench because the Bulls bench is not relevant for fantasy at all. Let me make sure I did not miss any injuries. No, no injuries in this game. Let's jump over to the Sixers side of this game. And I'll start with Ben Simmons, who had a nice triple-double, 19 points, 10 assists, 10 boards to go along with 4 steals. He shot 6 of 13 from the field, 7 of 10 from the line. Joel Embiid, 28 points, 12 boards, 5 assists, 3 steals, 4 blocks. Love the 7 defensive stats. Even added a 3 in this one. This is a very nice game from Embiid. 8 of 17 from the field. He was 11 of 14 from the line. The big disappointment on the Philly side has got to be Al Horford, who had a goose egg, no points in 30 minutes of action. He did not hit a field goal. He did not hit a three. He did not even go to the line in this game. I mean, it's just, that is really disappointing. I guess he somewhat salvaged this line if you played him because he had 2 blocks, 2 assists and 7 rebounds, but you definitely are looking at that line and you're definitely very disappointed if you played Al Horford. Tobias Harris, 14 points, 4 assists, 3 rebounds, 2 threes on 5 of 9 shooting from the field. He was a perfect 2 of 2 from the line. Milton got the start. Shake Milton, he only had 5 points. And the guy who we maybe need to look at, Korkmaz, second game in a row. He had 31 points in this one, 3 steals, 2 assists, 5 rebounds. You know, this is a guy I think maybe we need to add. He's hot right now. He is shooting really hot. 12 of 17 from the field, 6 of 11 from 3-point range, a perfect 1-of-1 from the line. If you need points, if you need threes, I think Korkmaz is your guy. Richardson, you know, coming off the bench, only 3 points for Richardson. I don't know if we're going to eventually see him in the starting lineup, make his way back in the starting lineup or not. So keep an eye on that situation. I'm still holding Josh Richardson. I don't have him actually in any leagues, but if I did, I would still be holding him. Matisse Thybulle, only 18 minutes. That's just not going to get it done. Nobody else here that I trust off the bench. That's it. That's all I got. Also, you know, we're waiting for the newbies. Burks were waiting to join this lineup, so it'll be very interesting to see. You know, Glenn Robinson did play in this one and had 10 points, so the bench is definitely a little bit deeper now with the addition of Robinson and Burks, but definitely don't trust those guys for fantasy. All right, you guys, let's keep it going. Let's jump over to the next game, the Jazz at the Rockets. The Jazz squeaking out the victory here, 114-113. What a close game. And let's take a look at the Utah side of this game first, man. And we know that the Rockets are playing this really small ball lineup. Their starters of Covington, House, Tucker, front court, it going up against Rudy Gobert. So Gobert, man, 15 boards, 12 points, a steal, a block. I'm surprised that those rebounds and blocks weren't higher when going up against such a small ball lineup. Gobert shot 3 of 6 from the field, 6 of 8 from the line. Donovan Mitchell doing his thing, 24 points, 6 assists, 5 boards. He added 4 threes. It was 9 of 23 from the field, 2 of 2 from the line. Mike Conley, man, he is back. He is officially back in the starting lineup. 20 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds, 2 threes, 8 of 16 from the field, 2 of 3 from the line. If you were holding Mike Conley, you got to be really relieved to see him back and playing well. And, you know, for whatever reason, I don't know why, but Mike Conley just kills Joe Ingles. And, you know, I am still encouraged and holding Joe Ingles because he started in this one, saw 33 minutes. But Joe Ingles took 2 shots in 33 minutes. Joe Ingles, who is a shooter, took 2 shots in this game. So, it's amazing. Conley, like, literally takes up Joe Ingles' shots. Conley took 16 shots. So those 16 shots that Conley took tonight were going to Joe Ingles when Conley was out. It's very disappointing that Conley and Ingles cannot coexist together, especially with, you know, Conley's a nice passer. He's a good facilitator. I don't understand it. Anyways, 3 points for Ingles, 7 assists, 5 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 3. So the one shot that Ingles made was a 3-pointer. So I don't know. Bogdanovich with 8 points, 4 assists, 2 rebounds. It's just, man, it's just kind of crowded on this Jazz wing. You add Jordan Clarkson as well, who went off for 30 points, 2 assists, 6 rebounds. So a lot of guys eating here. And just from a night-to-night basis, it's tough because the next one, maybe it's Bogdanovich that goes off for 30 points. And maybe Clarkson has 8 points. So, you know, it's really tough between Ingles, Bogdanovich, and Clarkson to figure out who. It's like the only constant really on this team is Gobert, Donovan Mitchell, and I think it looks like Mike Conley could be a consistent contributor. Okay, not much else to talk about off of the bench. So let's just jump right over to the Rockets side of this game. And a big game from Russell Westbrook. 39 points, a steal, a block, 4 assists, 6 boards. He shot 18 of 33, 2 of 4 from the line. James Harden with a nice triple-double, 28 points to go along with 10 assists, 10 rebounds, a steal, 2 blocks, 2 threes. He was 2 of 13 from 3-point range, man. 11 of 23 from the field, 4 of 6 from the line. Tucker with 9 points, 4 assists, 3 rebounds. And House with 10 points, 4 steals, 5 boards. That's a very House-like line. And Robert Covington, 14 points, a steal, a block, 5 boards, 4 threes. You know, it's a decent line, but I think we're going to see much better lines than this. I just think, you know, he's just really perfect. his game just really fits in with this Rockets team. Can shoot the three, can spread the floor, can play defense. He's going to get big minutes. This Rockets team plays a nice, fast pace, which is great for fantasy. I think he's going to get a lot of open looks. So I think there's going to be a lot of brighter days ahead for Roko. So just keep him locked and loaded if you got him. I don't trust this bench at all. McLemore, Rivers, just nothing here. It's just the starters here that you want to play for fantasy. And that's about it. All right, let's go to the next game. The Clippers at the Cavs. And this was a bad blowout, man. The Clippers just trouncing on the Cavs. 133-92. Let's take a look at the Clippers side of this game first. 25 for Lou Williams. I should mention Kawhi Leonard rested in this one. So I think Lou Williams moved into that starting lineup. 25 points, 2 steals, 3 assists, 5 boards. He added a 3, was 8 of 14 from the field, 8 of 10 from the line. Shamet with 11 points, 3 assists, 4 boards, 1 block, 3 threes. He was 4 of 9 from the field, Shamet. Paul George with 22 points, a steal, a block, 4 assists, 6 rebounds, 5 threes on 8 of 12 shooting from the field. Marcus Morris, his LA Clipper debut, he had 10 points, 3 steals, 2 assists, 4 boards. In 22 minutes, he shot 5 of 12 from the field. I think Morris is definitely a loser from the trade deadline. It's just going from the number one alpha in New York to now being the third or fourth option on the Clippers, it's just really going to kill his value, I think. You know, I still think he could be worth rostering in certain leagues. If I was in a shallow 10-team league, I'll be honest, I probably would move on from him. But in some deeper leagues, I think he could still be worth holding. Zubac gets the start, but he always he just always plays low minutes. Now, fouls could have been a factor for Zubac in this one. He had 4 fouls in just 17 minutes. He had 8 points. Shot a perfect 4-4 from the field and added 4 assists, a steal. Love that he got 2 blocks and that steal. Also had 4 boards. So, you know, even though didn't score a lot, the minutes were low, still kind of contributed across the board. And Montrezl Harrell, he's the guy in the front court you want. Now, the minute drop is a little disappointing. Now, you know, I guess I shouldn't really look too closely at the minutes. The low 22 minutes from Marcus Morris, 17 minutes from Zubac, only 21 minutes from Montrezl Harrell, because this game was a blowout. You know, when games are so lopsided like this, it's tough to take a lot from it for fantasy, because it's just kind of the rotation. It just throws off the minute totals in the rotation. So, but Montrez still had 19 points, 9 boards, 3 assists, 1 block. He shot 8 of 10. So Montrez in just 21 minutes still had a pretty nice game here. Nobody else here that I trust off the bench. Again, no Isaiah, no Kawhi Leonard. And no Pat Beverly in this one as well, which is pretty interesting. All right, let's jump over. You know what? Let me just double check here. Yep. Okay. No, I just want to always make sure I didn't miss any kind of injury or anything. Let's cruise over to the Cleveland side of this game. Debut for Andre Drummond, and he had a nice game. 19 points, 14 rebounds, 2 steals, a block, 3 assists, 2 threes. Man, Drummond was 2 of 3 from downtown, 7 of 17 from the field, 3 of 7 from the line. Sexton had 13 points, 3 assists, 2 boards, 1 3 on 4 of 13 shooting. So kind of hurt you there from the field goal percentage. Garland only shot 3 of 11, man. It's been rough for Garland. It's just not going to happen, I think, for him this year. Kevin Love may be I mean, I think Kevin Love is still going to be okay, but I'm curious if Drummond is really going to siphon off some numbers off Kevin Love. He only had 10 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal. You know, I talked about on the Clipper side how it's tough to really... like, you got to take everything with a grain of salt because they'll blow out. And that's true for the Cavs side as well. We're seeing some really, really bad numbers and some low minutes, and it just could be the whole blowout factor as well. Kevin Porter still put up a nice game off the bench. He had 28 minutes, so he could have seen some extra run here with the blowout. So maybe that helped boost some of his stats there. Here, he had 17 points. 3 assists, 4 rebounds, a steal, 1-3 on 8 of 14 shooting. Larry Nance could be a big loser here at the trade deadline. We were really hoping that Tristan Thompson was going to get moved, maybe even Kevin Love. We were hoping they wouldn't get a lot back, and Larry Nance would just get unleashed, and it's not looking good, or that's not looking like that will happen. And we still got Tristan Thompson too on this team, who had 19 minutes off the bench for 7 points. So yeah, if you had Larry Nance, I mean, I would hang on to him. I don't know. Nah, I would drop him. I don't think it's gonna happen. I would probably move on from Larry Nance. It's just Drummond, Kevin Love, Tristan Thompson. It's just too much. It's just too busy in that front court. All right, let's see. That's it. That's about it for the Cavs. Let's jump over to the last game of the evening. You know, when I started this show, this game was still going on, so it is final now. The Blazers getting the victory, 115-109. I'm going to jump in on the Miami side first. I'll start with Bam. Bam Adebayo, 13 points, 12 boards, 7 assists, 3 blocks. I love this guy, man. 6 of 14 from the field. Robinson had 19 points, a steal, 3 assists, 6 rebounds. No Jimmy Butler in this game. No Tyler Hero in this game. Myers Leonard is out. So, Robinson, 19 points, 3 assists, 6 rebounds. 6 threes for Duncan Robinson. In fact, every shot he took in this one was from deep. And man, he can really light it up. Looking forward to seeing him in the three-point contest. Kendrick Nunn was disappointing. 4 of 18 from the field. Just murdering your field goal percentage. He had 9 points, 4 assists. Jones had 11 points, 3 rebounds. I think Derek Jones is definitely worth an add. I don't think we're going to see Jimmy Butler maybe until the All-Star break. I'm very happy to hear that his injury is nothing serious, but I think they're going to be really, really cautious. Miami clearly going for it with the additions of Iguodala and Crowder. They clearly want to go for it, and I think they want Jimmy to be 100% ready to go for when it counts, which is the postseason. So I don't think if Jimmy's not feeling 100%, I don't think they're going to risk... I don't think we're going to see him play until he's like 100% over that shoulder injury. Kelly Olynyk got the start, but don't trust him. He only had 6 points. Crowder, 18 points, double-double, 18 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, a block. Man, this is really nice to see. I don't think Crowder's going to be relevant once this team gets 100% healthy. But hey, in the meantime, you need some forward help. With all the injuries, maybe Crowder is worth a look. Goran Dragic played really well off the bench. 27 points, an assist, 4 boards, 1 steal, 5 threes. He was 8 of 20 from the field. You know, even though he's coming off the bench, took the most shots out of anyone on this team. So, still has nice usage, and I think he's just fine. I think he'll be just fine. Andre Iguodala, nice to see this guy playing again, and feels like a very Iggy type line. And what I mean by that, 2 points, a steal, a block, 3 assists, 6 boards. Surprised he didn't hit a three. Only took two shots in this game. So, you know, just trickling in some stats across the board, contributing in a lot of categories here, but the scoring is low. And likely will, I don't really expect him to be a big scoring threat for the season. Okay, not too much else to talk about here on the Miami side. Let's jump over to Portland. You know, I got to start with Damian Lillard, man. This guy has been on an absolute tear. He has been on one of the craziest heaters I've ever seen. I feel like every night he looks like he could go for 50. He's just been outstanding. But so he's been so hot. It feels a little disappointing when you see he had 33 points. That's how good he's been. Any other player, you're like ecstatic that they hit the 30 point mark. And for Lillard, you're like, oh man, he only got 33. One steal, a block. Love that he contributed some defensive stats for you. 8 assists, 4 boards, 6 threes. You know he's always good to give you some threes. 11 of 23 from the field, 5-6 from the line. McCollum, 13 points. A little disappointing. Only had 3 assists, 4 boards, 3 threes on 5 of 15 shooting. Trevor Ariza, man, he has been good. If he's somehow still sitting on your wire, I would pick up Trevor Ariza. 21 points, a block, 3 steals, 5 assists, 4 rebounds, 2 threes on 7 of 10 shooting from the field. He was 5 of 5 from the line. He's been nice. Whiteside with 11 points and 17 rebounds, 4 blocks. You know, if you have Hassan Whiteside, that's exactly why, man. The double-double, points and rebounds and the blocks, and it was all right there. 3 of 8 from the field. He was 5 of 8 from the line. Melo keeping his foot on the gas. 15 points, 6 boards, 2 assists, 3 threes on 6 of 14 shooting. So, you know, with all the starters doing most of the heavy lifting again, it's nothing here that I trust off of the bench. And I think that's about it, you guys. That was the last game. You know, I do want to mention... Whiteside had a left lower leg contusion type injury, but I think he's okay. No Anfernee Simons in this one. No Nasir Little, but those guys aren't really fantasy relevant anyhow. Mario Hezonja out as well. I don't think we're really trusting any of those guys from fantasy anyway, so not super important. All right, you guys, that's it. That's all I got. Thank you guys so much for listening, for supporting the show. Oh, you know what? Super quick, I want to shout out to... I got a really great question on Twitter today. So shout out to David... sorry if I butchered this name. David Medello, who shot me a really great question on Twitter. He asked me about some pickups, and I just want to cover them super duper quick. This is a 9-cat head-to-head 16 team leagues. He's already out of the playoffs, but he just wanted to know his Aladipo for Rashawn Holmes. And look, in a vacuum, I love Holmes. I would rather have Holmes over Oladipo. Holmes was flirting with first round value before he went down. Now, it is a little concerning. I did not expect Holmes to miss this much time, and we still haven't seen him, but he's got to come back this week, man. Holmes has got to be back, and I would expect him to kind of be right back to where he was when he went out. I mean, I don't think his role or his minutes is going to change for this team. So give me Holmes over Oladipo. Had another question, Robert Covington and Mitchell Robinson for Ingram. I would actually, in a deep 16-team league, I would actually rather keep Robert Covington and Mitchell Robinson over Ingram. You know, I think Ingram's going to start trending down a little bit with Zion. I think we've already kind of seen that. I still think Ingram's going to be fine, but I just don't think Ingram's going to be that monster we saw earlier in the season. And I really think that Robert Covington's arrow is pointing up. I mentioned it earlier in the show. He's just such a great fit in Houston. I think he could see a boost to his numbers just because he's just perfect for that team. And then Mitchell Robinson's really starting to come around. I think I said earlier in the show, 6 defensive stats tonight with the 3 steals, 3 blocks. Really hoping he has a strong end of the season. And we know that those blocks are really, really valuable. The scarcity on the block category, especially in a deep 16-team league. So I lean there. Another question, last part of his question was Robert Covington and Oladipo for Ingram. And again, I think I go with that combo of Roko and Oladipo over Ingram, only because the deepness of this league. And again, I think Ingram should trend down and Roko will trend up, and hopefully Oladipo gets going too. You know, I had really low expectations for Victor Oladipo coming off that serious injury. I'm a strong believer we really don't see the guy fully recover and be the same player until a full year. So not until next season will we see that Oladipo that we're used to. And so, you know, even though Oladipo has looked pretty decent, I'm just not expecting that stud that we're used to until next season. But I'd still take Roko and Victor Oladipo over Brandon Ingram. Anyways, you guys, thanks again. Hit me up on Twitter. Thanks again to David for hitting me up on Twitter. That was a great question. You guys, thanks so much for sticking with me, hanging out for this great Sunday evening. I'll be back again for Monday. Big slate of games for Monday, so a lot to talk about. Thank you guys so much. Have a great night. I'll see you tomorrow.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.